News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, is reporting that the economy grew by an estimated 1.8% in the April to June 2018 quarter, compared with the same period last year. Speaking at the PIOJ's quarterly briefing on Thursday, Director General Dr. Wayne Henry said the outturn represents the strongest quarterly growth in approximately 2 years since July to September 2016.
The outturn for the April to June 2018 quarter largely reflected 1) improved weather conditions, which facilitated increased output in industries such as agriculture, forestry and fishing, and electricity and water supply. 2) the positive impact of resumption of operations at Jamaica's largest alumina refinery, which strengthened the pace of growth. And 3) higher levels of construction activities associated with road rehabilitation and construction, increased residential construction activities, and the construction and renovation of commercial buildings.
Real GDP growth is projected to be within the range of 1.5% to 2.5% for the July to September 2018 quarter. The National Works Agency is to begin another round of patching along major corridors across the country. The program, valued at $239 million, will begin over the next few weeks and will result in the patching of over 97,000 square meters of roadway in 10 parishes.
The program is yet to get underway. It is the second phase of our patching program of work on through the Capital A program, which is a program financed through the national budget. Now, we have put together this effort with a view to arresting some of the deteriorating conditions that now exist, especially along secondary roads.
Communication and Customer Services Manager at the NWA, Stephen Shaw, noting that the parishes of St. Catherine, St. Thomas, Kingston and St. Andrew have not been included in this budget, Mr. Shaw says a special program targeting these parishes is being finalized. This phase of the program will start in the next 2 weeks and last for 2 months. The Ministry of Education, Youth and Information is in a state of readiness for the upcoming school year. That's the word from State Minister Floyd Green, who says the ministry has been delivering funds and furniture to schools since the start of the summer holidays. Mr. Green also reiterates that no student should be turned away from school for non-payment of auxiliary fees.
One of the things we want the parents to know is where you face resistance and there is a genuine inability to pay, please don't just turn back and get frustrated with the system. Raise it with the regional office, regional director. If you're not satisfied with the response, raise it directly with the ministry. This is a non-negotiable policy. We cannot have children who, because they cannot afford to play, to stay at home.
Mr. Green was speaking in an interview with JIS News last Tuesday. And 21 high school students in St. Catherine have been awarded scholarships worth a total of $315,000 by the Poverty Alleviation and Empowerment Foundation, PAEF. Executive Director of the Foundation, Pauline Gregory Lewis, says the provision of scholarships is a key component of efforts to meet the organization's mandate of promoting youth development.
We were instructed from the get-go to focus our attention on the children. And nearly 5 years plus on, we have continued our focus in this area, making the lives of the nation's children, albeit in one parish, a little more bearable.
Mrs. Gregory Lewis was speaking at the awards ceremony on Tuesday. The Poverty Alleviation and Empowerment Foundation manages several training and entrepreneurial enterprises, including apiculture and poultry rearing projects, with support from various government and corporate entities. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Andrew James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Go! government pensioners. As of September 1, 2018, all pension payments from the Accountant General's Department will be done via direct deposit to your bank account. This means no pension payment will be done by check. Pensioners still receiving check payments must return completed banking information forms to the AGD before September 17 to ensure there is no disruption in the payment of pensions. For more information, call 876-922-83207, email info@treasury.gov.jm or WhatsApp 876-818-6583. The Accountant General's Department, touching the life of every Jamaican.